Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We kick off with some major developments in the world of Linux, as the OpenSUSE project has made waves by deciding to disable the BCA Chef's file system in its upcoming kernel builds, starting from version 6.17. This shift means that users relying on BCA Chefs will need to look for alternatives or stick with earlier versions, as version 6.16 will remain supported for the time being. The move has ignited active discussion within community circles, particularly around the maintainers' interactions, with many advocating for more constructive dialogue going forward. It serves as a reminder that technical decisions are deeply intertwined with community health and culture, impacting both users and contributors alike. Shifting gears, let's talk about the recent KDE announcement that's got everyone buzzing. This week, KDE relaunched their own Linux distribution, aiming to offer a polished, user-friendly experience that highlights the power of their integrated desktop environment and community-built applications. Their vision is clear. By controlling the whole stack, they hope to deliver stability, fresh features, and a cohesive identity, making KDE a top choice for both newcomers and veterans. It's exciting to see a community project take a direct stance in shaping the future of Linux desktops. Speaking of future and past, the recent Open Source Summit Europe featured a fascinating talk by Jonathan Corbett titled, Three Decades in Kernel Land. Corbett traced the remarkable evolution of the Linux kernel across 30 years, highlighting pivotal moments and lessons learned along the way. It's both a celebration of progress and a thoughtful look at where kernel development might head next, packed with insights for enthusiasts and industry folks alike. One major theme in the open source world this year has been the increasing visibility of global collaboration efforts, led in part by the Open Source Initiative, or OSI. Their new strategies spotlight just how critical open source has become to innovation and economic growth, estimating its value globally at $8.8 trillion. The OSI's recent campaigns emphasize the foundational role of open source in industries everywhere, driving productivity and empowering creators worldwide. Let's zoom in now on workstation graphics, where the Zinc OpenGL on Vulkan driver has made headway, thanks to a string of optimizations in recent updates. While Zinc still lags behind traditional OpenGL drivers in raw speed, the latest performance boosts and smoother integration bode well for its future on Linux desktops. Developers are hopeful that the steady progress will eventually allow Zinc to stand toe-to-toe with its established counterparts. Meanwhile, on the compositing front, Hyperland is stepping up with its version 0.51 release, introducing a brand new gesture system and snappier animations. These enhancements are all about making desktop navigation feel smoother and more intuitive, especially for users with advanced trackpads. The direction is clear. More flexibility, more polish, and a focus on user experience. Security is never far from the headlines, and this week saw a slew of crucial updates roll out across major Linux distributions like Fedora, Red Hat, SUSE, and Ubuntu. These patch cycles keep systems resilient, proactively addressing vulnerabilities before they can be exploited, and reinforcing the community's commitment to safe computing. On the topic of security, there's growing momentum for integrating runtime security in AI workflows, with a spotlight on AI-generated code and the risks it presents, such as prompt injection and unintended actions. By leveraging stricter tools and process policies, projects are aiming to keep innovation flowing while tightening safety nets at every stage of development. Now, for GNOME users, a neat quality of life improvement comes in the form of a static workspace background extension. This tweak allows your wallpapers to stay put when moving between workspaces, reducing visual distractions and helping you keep your focus where it counts. It's a small but thoughtful example of how open source communities keep iterating based on real user feedback. A handful of other projects have made strides as well, like PogoCache switching to Microsoft's Memlock by default for better performance, and MariaDB pushing new features thanks to its latest hackathon. There's also been notable progress in the area of AI reflection capabilities, which lets applications reason more flexibly about their own processes and actions. On the hardware front, Arm has unveiled its new LumeX platform, a big leap aimed at the rapidly growing AI space in both next-gen PCs and smartphones. With upgraded Arch 64 CPUs featuring SME2 capabilities and the Mali G1 Ultra GPU, LumeX promises more than a 25% improvement in single-threaded performance. This level of power is intended to unlock demanding software, targeting use cases similar to what x86-64 users see with AVX 512. The intersection of gaming culture and open source is alive and well, with trends like the popular five-letter word puzzle game Wordle offering a bit of levity. These games might seem light-hearted, but they're a testament to how language, code, and fun can coexist healthily within the tech community. In the office and enterprise software world, Microsoft has announced a fresh AI direction, integrating Anthropic's new AI features directly into Office 365 apps, especially Excel and PowerPoint. The focus is on greater automation and higher efficiency for enterprise users, enlarging Microsoft's AI footprint while diversifying its technology stack. Another exciting update on the emulation front. FEX's latest release, version 2509, delivers substantial speed boosts and JIT improvements, with a special emphasis on better mono application performance. It opens doors for more x86 games and tools to run smoothly on ARM64-based Linux devices, making cross-platform compatibility that much more achievable. Not to be outdone, Ubuntu 25.10 will now ship with the just-announced Linux 6.17 kernel, bringing early adopters a stack of hardware upgrades and fixes. Stable kernel fans also saw a broad release of new versions: 6.1 6.6, 6.1 2.46, 6.6.105, 6.1.151, 5.1 5.192, 5.10.243, and 5.4.299. These packages deliver the very latest security and performance tweaks, and users are urged to keep up to date. In silicon news, AMD's OpenCell project is confirmed to be heading into production in 2026. The goal is to fully replace the AGESA firmware with a more open, community-driven solution, integrating more cleanly with firmware projects like Coreboot. This will span a wide range of AMD CPUs and is expected to roll out just in time for the next wave of Zen 6 architectures. Shifting back to the office, Microsoft has unveiled a new policy. From February 2026, its employees must return to physical offices at least 3 days a week. The move is intended to foster in-person collaboration and connection, but has raised concerns about balancing flexibility and employee contentment. These kinds of workplace policy decisions echo through the wider tech sector, impacting talent attraction and retention, as much as productivity itself. Bringing it all together, it's clear that the open source community is experiencing a transformational period defined by rapid shifts, open collaboration, and a renewed focus on security and innovation. Contributors and users alike are addressing tough challenges head-on, be it technical demands, community health, or evolving use cases in AI and hardware. The story of open source is, and always has been, a testament to what happens when people work together across boundaries, learning from setbacks, and chasing new milestones. So, whether you're patching your workstation, playing with new kernel features, or exploring the latest in AI, remember, you're part of an extraordinary global journey. Thanks for listening.